Hello? Oh, hello, Miss Brooks. Oh, forgive me if I speak rather quietly, but Mr. Conklin's taking a nap on the couch. He always gets tired when he sleeps late. Oh, he needs the rest, though. He's been rather irritable lately. I know just what you're trying to say. I'm sure you feel exactly as we do, that people should share their Thanksgiving joy with their friends. Oh, well, the more the merrier, I always say. Why, what a beautiful way to put it. I can only say, Miss Brooks, that we'd be happy and proud to share Thanksgiving dinner with you and your friends. Oh, thank you, my dear. Harriet and Mr. Conklin and I will be at your place at 2 o'clock sharp. In a minute. Oh, did you take our turkey down to the mission like I told you to? Oh, that's fine, dear. I know your father will be happy at the thought of sharing with our lesser privileged citizens. All right, wake him up, Harriet. Okay. Well, I'm right here, dear. What is it?
Let's not wait until 2 o'clock for dinner. I want to eat right now.
Oh, but
I saw that turkey in the oven this morning when it was finished, and I can't get it out of my mind. Oh, it certainly smells good, too.
Well, you must have a mighty long smeller, dear. We gave our turkey to the folks at the mission. We're going out to dinner.
I don't want to go out. I want to eat in my robe and slippers, and you gave our turkey to who?
The mission, dear. It's a kind of municipal shelter, you know. Now, calm down, Osgood. This is no day to let your high blood pressure get out of hand. We're going over to Margaret Davis's place to have Thanksgiving dinner with Miss Brooks and some of her friends. Well, of course, dear. Now, look, everybody always buys too much for Thanksgiving dinner, or else I would have taken our turkey over to Miss Brooks. But as it is, think of the joy you're sharing with the people at the mission, Osgood.
No.
Very happy Thanksgiving, Miss Brooks.
Hello.
Oh, well, we were going to bring our turkey along, but we know what a well-stocked larder you folks always have, so we donated ours to the mission. Thank you.
If you folks will just make yourselves comfortable, I'll give Mrs. Davis a hand.
Oh, no, no, you've done quite enough for one day, Miss Brooks. Harriet and I will go back and help out. All right, dear, and I'll go and show Mrs. Davis some of the new things we've been doing with celery.
Well, let's not bother with the side dishes. Just get that turkey to the table pronto.
Now, you just have a nice chat with Miss Brooks, Osgood. We'll be just a little while.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You go ahead.
Well, you go ahead.
Serve Mr. Conklin first, will you, dear? He's quite hungry. Sure, it's delicious, Osgood. Why don't you dig in? Oh, now take it easy, dear. I purposely sent Harriet home with the car so that we could take a little walk and cool you off.
I still don't understand why Miss Brooks took Mr. Boynton aside and then left right in the middle of the meal.
Well, it was obvious, dear. Miss Brooks just wanted us to have enough to eat.
There was enough, all right. I'll never look at another can of salmon as long as I live. And to think we sent our beautiful 14-pound turkey to the mission.
Oh, well, now, everything happens for the best. I purposely brought you down this street. See? Here's the mission. Look at all those people waiting to be fed. Doesn't it do your heart good to know that we were responsible?
Look who's got two plates of my turkey!